is that from our perspective, from a child's perspective, we think a premium should be placed in those settings, regulation, pricing, planning, etc., to enable innovation. So if the settings don't enable innovation, particularly in the case of the people in the area, and scarcity in the institutions, and the person community expectations about what more we do for their communities and for their community. Because even more reform secondly, I think this is a more pointed mark, I think, which I picked up from the Infrastructure Authority's urban water reform paper from 2017. And the observation that on urban water reform, we haven't yet really understood and taken the lessons from the leading debt into the regulatory governance framework that we use for the water reform. Drivers of this in the short form are making that more challenging. And I just want to give a couple of us some more testing. The ABS is 2018, population projections for Australia between 37 million and 49 million people by 2066. In this Australia, which is under 50 years away, Melbourne will be Australia's largest city. Greater Brisbane is projected to grow from 2.4 million to around 3 million. Brisbane is more secure. What we've seen in the secure between 2013 and 2016 census results is a population growth from 2.8 to 3.2 million, or 40%. So population will continue to drive interest in this issue. As for climate change, the predictions will be well known to see in the better than the market. But as far as midpoint of consensus projections for Celsius using, at the average temperature of the region, 1 degree Celsius hotter by 2030, and the rainfall reduced by 4%. There is a range, obviously, but that's the midpoint. That grows to 1.9 degrees Celsius hotter, minus 6.9 degrees, so from the rainfall by 2050. So, hopefully, provides an analogue for what that sort of climate looks like currently in Australia and Australian cities. The analogue for South Australia is greater Brisbane, in particular, with South Coast. So, we want to think about what a climate might look like for its executive climate in that area, and its new operation. In 2090, the projections are still just reliable, but they're still in the climate, population, and atmosphere development continue to become drivers for construction needs. In 2017, we were quite concerned for AFA, and it's the base case of 3.5% growth in CapEx and OpEx per annum, but it's clear that it's the last 5 years. And that will see a typical, let's say, water sewer increase of the same 50% by 2017. So, that should give some form of light to the drivers for urban water reform, which I hope you'll agree are pretty compelling in that. What the 2017 Dry Community Commission review of national water reform identified was that there was an increased business from the 2004 National Water Initiative, and importantly, that the reform didn't need to be modernised to extend the regulation of urban water in particular. And I want to touch on four areas identified by the PC. Might have been considered the first order, but it's not a comprehensive list, but we think it's a good share information for communities, for economic decisions, this will be absolutely critical. Having the information as a point of the trust of communities and building a point of interaction between the resource providers, the providers, in that context, the Congress can be generally and the jurisdictions in the sector. Some of the key challenges that I've mentioned, such as climate change, population growth, price increases, and future infrastructure needs, are currently not affected by the national performance report. So, certainly, our aspiration for new national performance report will be so, in wrapping up, I'd like to just say that the Commonwealth has a key role to help develop contemporary and accelerate the reform because it's an existing government. All governments have good progress in implementing the reforms that contain the main four. Implementation of these things in the United States and territories, including